Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now is Matt Wolf, VP of Communications at GNO Inc. Matt, welcome to the show.
Hey, Wolf. Glad to be here.
Matt, you bring with you John Atkinson with Idea Village. John, let me just say congratulations on all that y'all do at Idea Village. Y'all have had an incredible year. Michael Heck and I talk about it all the time. Today you guys are hosting Demo Day out at Crescent Park. If you would, describe what this event is all about and who's participating.
Thank you, Newell. It's a pleasure to be here, and we are super excited to be hosting Demo Day today. This is the graduation from our VillageX Accelerator program, where we get the opportunity to celebrate the next generation of New Orleans startups. It's going to be an incredible event on the riverfront with the skyline in the background, and would love to invite all of your listeners to come join us today at 3:30 at Crescent Park near the Mandeville Wharf.
So this is the outgrowth then of your Idea Village Week, where you had the competition. Is that my understanding?
Yes, that's correct. So we do two things. We run a big event called New Orleans Entrepreneur Week, and then we run accelerator programs throughout the rest of the year where we support up-and-coming companies through mentorship, through providing direct resources, and through connecting them with customers and with others in the community. And so this event today is about celebrating our later-stage accelerator, VillageX. We have 12 companies that are going to be graduating from that program. They've been selected from a pool of over 70 applicants back in January, and they've been working through an intensive four-and-a-half-month process to get to this point. And so this is really about introducing them to the community and about introducing them to investors and other stakeholders that can help them take the next step.
So, John, I know the listening audience's curiosity has piqued, and I've seen the diversity of some of these companies and ideas that flow through there. I mean, you know, my reaction is I would have never thought about that. I would have never thought about this.
Right. That's the fun part of doing this work is it's something different every day, and you're just constantly amazed by the ideas that people bring. And so we have everything from companies thinking about the back end of how music gets produced to reinventing the claims adjustment process, and thinking about how homeowners can better document claims when things like IDA happen, to a dating app that's focusing on high resolution dating. So it's a wide spectrum, and it's a really fun group of people to work with.
Absolutely. Also, you guys earlier this week, I guess in conjunction with GNO Inc. as well, and the mayor announced a Web3 challenge for New Orleans. What's this about, and why is it important?
That's right. So we're really working hard to brand New Orleans as a Web3 city. So Web3 is the cluster of technologies around blockchain that enable in their simplest form, you to bring certainty to the business models of the internet. And so we really believe this is where the future is going. And, you know, we've seen a lot of excitement in the last year over things like NFTs, which may or may not be a bubble that's sort of irrelevant to the thesis, but there's some really interesting underlying technology behind NFTs that allows us to do things like create new relationships between creators of culture and consumers of culture, to where artists can sell music directly to their most rabid fans. And so we see a tremendous amount of potential in that. New Orleans is a city that, you know, no one would argue with our cultural bona fides and our ability to export culture, but we've missed the business model side of that for a number of years. And so Web3 represents a new opportunity for that, and so we're excited to be embracing that. This is really an effort that has been led by Mayor Cantrell to put real money behind a prize for the community's best ideas in Web3. So we will be awarding probably sometime in the fall around $100,000 for the best ideas in Web3. And so I invite people to sign up for our newsletter at ideavillage.org to get more information as that rolls out. But we're super excited to be joining cities like Miami and New York and San Francisco in sort of leading this movement.
I find that a lot of folks from my generation and the generation behind me are very confused about this blockchain technology. Is there kind of a real easy primer to describe what it actually is and what it does?
Yeah, so when I think about blockchain, I think about how would you reinvent the services that you use every day? Think of something like Facebook or Spotify or Pandora. If the rules of that business were written up front and were immutable for the duration of that business. And so it is really the internet with certainty at its core. And that means that you can do things like more distributed ownership and reward the people that use a particular platform for their usage and for promoting that platform in a way that you can't in an environment where, you know, big tech is controlled by a handful of companies. And so it's really a technology that enables more distributed ownership. It's a technology that enables more direct connection between artists and culture creators and their fans. And it's a way that we can build community on a global scale that we have not really had in this sort of organic way before. And so the underlying technology is a little bit complex, but it's really not, it's not necessary to understand how it works in order to start to tap into to how it can benefit people.
I'm going to take a shot at this analogy, and you tell me whether or not it's even close. Kind of like a toll road. I pay to get on the toll road. I go on the toll road, but no one tells me how fast to drive on the toll road. No one tells me that I have to stay in the left lane. I can go to the right lane. I could go to the middle lane, and I could change my speed at any given point in time. And I could do whatever activity that I'd like within my car while I'm on the toll road. Does that make sense?
It does. I think to extend that analogy a little bit farther, it would be anyone has the ability to build their own toll road and to set their own rules, right? And then people can opt in to which to whichever set of rules that they makes the most sense for them. I think that's a good way to think about it.
Okay. Because I don't always get it. When I love talking to you guys and get it because I don't always get it. I'm always trying to figure out what does this actually mean. What's the next step for you guys with New Orleans Entrepreneur Week and, you know, and how does that relate to our future here in New Orleans? I'm encouraged when you just announced that the mayor is joining up with this Web3 challenge, and and moving that along. So what's next?
Yeah, so we're super excited to have just wrapped up a great New Orleans Entrepreneur Week in the last week of March, just a few weeks ago. We're starting to think about the future and what next year is going to look like. And I think, you know, one of the big trends that's really emerging is that, New Orleans has had a ton of success in startups over the last year. We've had over $2.5 billion in realized value from companies that have been created since Hurricane Katrina. That's across 11 different companies by my count. That's a real validation for this work, and it's a real opportunity for the future. And I think one of the things that you're going to start to see emerge out of that is both an increase in overall momentum, but also increasing specialization around industries. And so one of the things we're spending a lot of time thinking about are, where can New Orleans excel in terms of industry, and specifically industries within innovation. So we think about things like climate tech, like res tech or research technology, which is the industry that has been built around Lucid, which has exited for over $1 billion last year. You think about culture tech and the potential that we were talking about around Web3. You think about all the resources that we have here around health and health technology. How do we bring something from that list to the forefront and really build a brand for New Orleans around one of those industries, and specifically around the intersection of innovation and culture. So that's another big idea that we're thinking about for next year, is how do we use NOE to rebrand New Orleans at the intersection of innovation and culture? And I think, there's a lot of exciting potential there.
Absolutely. Matt, your thoughts?
We're extremely excited about where entrepreneurship is right now in the city. We've always considered this to be a truly groundbreaking industry vertical for the city, because it enables people to really have control over their future in a really significant way. We've got founders who are really creating new and innovative companies right here in New Orleans, but more importantly, global. So, I think for a while we've lost our identity as a truly global city. When we mentioned Lucid just now, as well as some of the other companies that have exited recently, those were companies that had offices in multiple cities around the world. So I think the more that we're introducing goods and services that can be used outside of just our state and outside of our country, that means just more money is coming into here, and it means that we're able to attract more talent that can then work for these companies and then create their own and start the life cycle all over again. So this is just a really unique moment for New Orleans, and we're excited to see where it is right now.
Matt, this is going to sound strange, but I was really excited the other night. I was at a wedding reception, and I was talking to a young man who I hadn't seen in a long time. I said, "What are you doing these days?" He goes, "I work for Level Set in Houston, Texas." And I was like, "Really?" And he was shocked that I knew the name of the company. just from my conversations with you guys, and you begin to see the connection between this city and other cities and these companies that you guys have been talking about.
That's great, Noel. It really is starting to touch people in really incredible ways, and the number of those stories that I'm hearing on a daily basis are just increasing exponentially.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of a validation. We talk about these things kind of in the abstract, right? And then when you meet a young person, you're excited that they're successful, they're doing well, and they mention, this company. It's like, I know that company. And you should have seen the reaction on his face, which was telling, right? And so you really get to appreciate it. Well, all right. Well, best of luck to you, John. We really appreciate you joining us today. And when we come back, and you as well, Matt, when we come back, we will be visiting with Anthony Bodden and Jerome Zarang, Representative Zarang, about offshore wind. Best of luck to both of you gentlemen. We'll be right back after the break. Stay with us.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.